What's good, everybody? We back with another episode. We just be talking. It's your host, Gold. All right. So, how's everyone been doing? It's been a little bit since the last episode. Actually, has it been? I feel like I dropped the last episode more recent than I'm giving myself credit for. I think I did good. I think I made an episode in June. I did. June 6th. I actually did pretty well because it's June. Well, today's the 13th. Well, today's the 12th, but it'll be the 13th when this episode comes out. So, yeah, about a week and a day. I did good. Shout out to me. Anyway, we've been straight. I've been good. I've been decent. I've been having a okay time in life. Work is still work. Gets on my nerves. I hate it. But I'm grateful to have a job because in this world, you know, things like that are a blessing, and you know, you got to be grateful for the things that you got. It may not be where I envision myself. Or envision how where I would be at within that place right now. However, I'm still there. I'm making money, able to afford the things that I need, and I'm grateful for that. Thankful. I thank God for that. But you know, it's just one of them things where people just, you know, people are people, and like any other business in the world, changes are made and sometimes unnecessary, which is what's going on within my workplace, but. It is what it is. So, you know, hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. As you know, they say, you know, it is what it is. Other than that, what's been going on crazy? NBA Finals has been the best finals in quite some time. Like, there's been some good games. Game 2 was a dud. Game 2 was a dud, but Game 3 was a good game. It was very nice. I enjoyed Game 3. Hopefully, Game 4 is later. Yeah, it's tomorrow. I think it comes around 7. Hopefully, it's a classic because that's the big game. That's the legacy game right there. Game 4 is in the NBA Finals. It's like the most important game out of them all. Sorry, that's the game. But... Yeah, it's been good. I'm going to probably give like a updated episode on sports and stuff like after everything's over. Cause I kind of fell off during the conference finals. I missed a lot of. I keep saying I hate that. I need to chill out. But I missed a lot of episodes with that. So, cause originally I was saying. For the second round, I had the Cavs because the Cavs were my pick to win it. I thought it was going to be the year the Cavs prove it wrong and they actually break through. However, the same old happened. They all got hurt and it all fell apart and the Pacers ran them out the gym. Then the Knicks end up being the Celtics, which wasn't shocking, but it was shocking, if that makes sense. Like, it was like, I wasn't shocked the Celtics lost. I was just shocked that they lost to the Knicks. I thought they were going to lose the next round to the Cavaliers, but they made it. That's really what I was expecting. I didn't believe in Boston this year. I did not. I didn't believe in Boston. The Pacers, I've liked the Pacers. I just didn't think the matchups favored them all the way to get to where they're at. That was my thing. I didn't know what the matchups favored them. But the Bucks end up getting hurt. Not saying no excuses and all that because you got to play who in front of you. But the Bucks end up getting hurt. That kind of put a damper on them. The Cavaliers, even when they weren't really all – well, they were banged up. But even then, the Cavs were in those games. The Pacers just came back and won them. Like, the Cavs were in, like, three of those games for sure. The Pacers just ended up clutching and winning the game. So, that was a thing as well. And against the Knicks, the Pacers was just better. Like, once it got to the Knicks and the Pacers, I was like, the Pacers are going to win. They're just better. I'm like, it's going to be the Pacers and the Thunder. Well, no, I'm lying. I said Pacers and the Timberwolves. I thought the Timberwolves were going to continue what they were doing, but they came back down to earth quickly and played like the Timberwolves, and they end up getting smoked, basically. So that happened. So we got Thunder and Pacers, and it's been a hell of a series. When I seen it with the Thunder and Pacers, I said, this is going to be a good series. Like, if you're not a person that watches just for players, like you watch LeBron play or Steph or KD, you know, and this one player, Joker, all like one player, if you watch it for just sport, like for basketball, you will enjoy the finals. I kept saying, I was like, you're going to enjoy this finals, because me and my friend from work, shout out to homie Kane, we were talking. I said, yeah, bro, I feel like this is like the finals for us true basketball fans. Like, you really love the sport, and you just enjoy the NBA and what it offers. I feel like this series is going to be the one for you, because it's going to be just basketball. Like, it's going to be legit two teams, not like LeBron versus the Warriors, or we get like a like a Kobe versus Celtics kind of thing. Like, it's literally two teams that's like, okay, this is fully on team basketball. Like, we haven't gotten this in years. Like, this is literally like two teams. Cause there's no like, yeah, Shea's a star and Halliburton's a star too, but it's like they're not like those big stars like the Kobe's were, or LeBron's, or the Steph's, KD's. Like, they're not like on that tier of stars. So it's really just like, it's good for if you like basketball. Really, it's like if you enjoy the sport, you should enjoy these games. Because I know as a basketball fanatic, I've enjoyed every game. Like, I've been locked in. I've been looking at the advanced stats. I've been watching watching the games and seeing what's determining the outcomes. Like, actually analyzing and seeing the game. Like, I've been enjoying it. It's very good for sports nerds. Sports nerds is very good series. It is. Like I said, game four, I'm very excited for it. Should be a good one. I'm looking for a classic. I'm looking forward to a classic game four, a legacy game with that. I'm looking forward to it. Well, it could be a blowout on either side. You never know. This has been a very interesting NBA playoffs, because I don't know anyone that predicted Thunder and Pacers on the bingo card for finals. I don't think anyone predicted that. I feel like some random person on Twitter probably did, on like a bet slip somewhere. They may have just bullshitting and they probably got it right, but you didn't really believe it. Let's be honest. So, my last episode, let's get to the actual topic. Last episode, I was just saying like about my poll I put on Instagram asking for answers to these questions about this, that, and the third, about the men paying the bills and all that kind of stuff. And got some great feedback. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to y'all. I love the feedback. It was great conversation with some folks. It was an overwhelming no. That should not be a requirement, which I'm glad that sense is still prevalent in the world and everyone is not a bot on social media. These are real people that actually exist that are saying, no, I don't think that should be a thing. And I appreciate the honesty. And I even got some very good reasons behind why they believe it should not be a thing. I appreciate that. So, another thing that's been, I brought that topic up because I saw it on social media. It was a topic and they were basically saying like, they feel as though a man should basically pay for everything, you know, just pay for everything, all that. So it got me thinking like, you know what, I'm going to test these social media debates and see if people really honestly truly believe these things, or it's just like 100% legit rage bait. I'm going to test it. So that was my thought process. So then I started going some more digging on the world wide web, on the socials, and I've been seeing these words. Not only seeing them, I've been hearing them a lot too, just out and about amongst people that I know. One is about like-mindedness. I've been seeing that a lot and hearing that a lot. Have one friend in particular, she's been saying like about surrounding herself around like-minded people for the past month. I kid you not, it's been very more prevalent in the past month. Energies as well. Energies has been also a thing. I've been seeing boundaries a lot. I've been seeing the boundary agenda being pushed heavy, which I'm all for, but I feel like some people been kind of wilding. The no contact, I've been seeing no contact a lot. Like, all these, like, that was a thing I've been seeing a ton. And it's one more too, but I can't think of it right now, top of my head. And I don't have it in my notes. And it, look at me lying. I don't have notes. We just be talking. What are notes? Matter of fact, side note: the only time I've ever done notes for a podcast episode, y'all, was literally that Kendrick and Drake beef timeline breakdown. That was like the only time I legit had like notes. Outside, it was that, and I did that 4-episode series about the. It was 4 virtues I picked. I can't remember what they were though, but it was like 4 I picked. And That was also a thing. What season was that in? I have to see now. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted. It was four episodes that I did. It's four. Ha, found it. It was Fear, Perfection, and Sacrifice. It was three. I thought I had four though. I felt like it was a fourth one. But I don't know what happened to. Oh no, the fourth one got corrupted apparently. It's not a thing anymore. Oh. Okay. Wow. All right. But yeah, like those are like the only episodes. Oh, I got a couple of episodes like that. What's going on? Huh? All right, I'll have to look at that later. Anyway, it's a couple of episodes I had going on with that. Where I had like the thoughts on like those terms and everything like that. And I broke it down. I had notes on those episodes too. Anyway, and like those words, that's like those buzzwords is what I'm gonna phrase them as. They've been very prevalent in life recently. And it just got me thinking, because a lot of people nowadays don't feel as though, I feel a lot of people nowadays don't feel they're understood. And as a fellow person that once did not feel understood, I understand. I get it. I understand. However, it's also a two sides to that. It's two sides to that. So one, it can't be true that you're misunderstood. It can't very well be true. But also, people don't like to hear this, but I'm going to say it. It might be controversial to say, but also, it's your responsibility to allow others to see or meet or get to know what you have to put on display. Like, what are the sides of you there are? Like, the sides, it's your responsibility to let people meet and know and express those things. For instance, like, when I first started my latest therapist, like my current therapist that I've been with for 2 years now. When I first started seeing her, I was mentioning how, like, I feel like I just don't, I was like, yeah, I said, yeah, I just don't feel like I'm, like, really, like, you know, people don't get it. Cause, like, it's always, like, people always say this one thing, like, oh, wow, like, Trent's really smart. Like, that's all I know here, like, oh, Trent's really smart, and this and that. And I was like, I get tired of hearing that. I do. Like, I hate one of my pet peeves, I kid y'all not, y'all could think I sound crazy. But one of my pet peeves is that I hate when people say, oh, you're smart. I hate being told that. And people hear that and be like, why would you not like to be called smart? Like, that's crazy. I don't like it. I don't. Because it's like, okay, you just met me not too long ago. I haven't done anything. In my mind, I haven't done or said anything that's outstanding or impressive. Or like, oh my God, you're a genius. Like, nothing at all. And I get told, and I'm like, bro, like what? Like, I just don't like it. I don't. And when I told her that, she was like, okay. She was like, well, got that. She said, but also, look at it from this side. It's also your responsibility, in a way, to... She didn't say this exactly like this. I'm kind of, like, piecing it together, like, pulling it from memory, trying to verbalize it. But essentially, it was more along the lines of, like, yes, I can get why you don't like that, because it's, like, what you've always been labeled, this and that. You realize there's more to you than just being smart. And I said, exactly, yes. Then when I said that, she was like, well, yeah. She said, well, also, it's your responsibility, too, to let people see, you know, the showcase other characteristics and attributes of you. And when she said, I was like, man, well, of course. I said, well, yeah, I said people do this and that. And I thought about it. I was like, well, I don't really, like, show people other sides of Trent. I really don't. I thought about it. I was like, I really don't. So from there, I started being a little more expressive. I was like, well, you know what? I'm just be myself. I'm gonna do me. And I started doing that more and started showing like other things that I'm interested in or know about or like, you know, find intriguing. I started expressing those things. And a lot of people that I've known for years, like I'm talking like 10 plus friends, years of friendships, even they were like, I never knew that. I never knew you knew about that. I never knew you liked to do that. Or I never knew this was an interest you had. Like, a lot of people didn't know. And I was like, and I looked back and I was like, you know what? I said, at the end of the day, I've done a poor job on my end on letting others see the different sides of me. Like, the different perspectives I have. Like, I've done a poor job at that. That's on me. And I was like, I need to do a better job of letting people know who's Trent. And I was like, and then when I got to that point, I was like, well, I was like, well, I said, I'm saying I need to do a better job of just letting people see who's strength or knowing who's Trent or learning who's Trent. But I thought about it. And I said, I don't know who's Trent is. I don't know Trent. Like, I don't. I was like, I don't know Trent. And when I said that, she was like, well, yeah. She said, she was basically like, exactly. She was like, I need you to tell me, like, when I ask a question, like, who you are, I need you to give me an answer, basically. And so she didn't say that directly. I'm, like I said, I'm paraphrasing and contextualizing. Now I'm doing all kinds of stuff right now. But she didn't say that exactly, like, verbatim. That's not what was said. But essentially, it was like, I need you to, when someone asks you, who are you? And you just say, like, your name. It's like, no, like, who are you, like, besides that? You should be able to give an answer and all that. And I couldn't give an answer. Couldn't get an answer. My homework was to figure out who is Trent. That was my homework. And I tell y'all, it took me months to do that homework assignment. Like, it took me months. Like, about 2 months it took me for me to really, like, answer it and be able to answer that question. And because I had lost myself at that point when I first started going to therapy. I lost myself. I'm completely transparent and honest with y'all. Yeah, I lost myself. Like, a lot was going on. A lot of stuff was happening. I was grieving things in a very unhealthy way. Just situations and relationships and people. I was grieving it all wrong, like I was. And yeah, I know people, you know, we say all the time, everyone grieves different, it's all this and that, but if you are unhealthily doing it, it's a way to do a healthy way of grieving, like to just face it head on. And I wasn't. I was hiding it in other things. I was hiding other things, and that helped, that led to me ruining relationships and, shutting people off or distancing myself from, people that were in my circle. That's on me. That's something I had to take accountability for and take ownership of and say, like, you know what? It was on me. Like, the reason why some of this stuff went this way, not all of it, because it takes two to tango, but the reason why some of the stuff didn't go how it should have went is because I partially didn't do a good job on communication or expression. Because I didn't know how to, because I didn't know who I was at that point. At that point, I didn't verbalize, like, okay, you need to be able to tell your friends or whoever, like, this is what's bothering you, or I didn't like this, or you did this, and I didn't like how that sounded or how it made me feel. Like, I'm not saying you intentionally tried to hurt my feelings or do anything, but I didn't like how this happened. Instead of me just suppressing it, then letting it spread out in other ways. So, went from there, and I was able to get, did the work, processed all that, and I got an answer, I realized, like, at the end of the day, I do know who I am and what I stand for. Like, because I couldn't use the term smart. Say, I want you to say who you are besides smart. And I was like, I'm empathetic. I honor respect. Family is big for me. Like, I enjoy family. I love my friends. I love friendship and having people say, like, community or village. I love those things. Like, I love having people that are all different, but we work together. We're all different, but we work. I value, like, differences. I value like comedy. Like, I need humor in my life. I need people that can make me laugh. That's funny. I make people laugh. Like, I'm a funny person. I was like, besides smart, I'm very empathetic. I'm outgoing with things. I'm supportive in a lot of ways. I'm very rooted and grounded in my morals and values. All these things. Like, I had a long list, and I was like, okay, that's better. She's like, that's a better answer. I like that better. Like, there we go. We're getting in the right direction. And it's like, once I got to that point, like, I realized, like, a lot of things, like, it's like a lot of things. Like, I didn't have a bad childhood. I would not say I had a bad childhood. And you don't have to have a bad childhood to have childhood trauma. You don't. And I thought about, it's like, the reason why I hate people saying, like, about, oh, you're smart, or this and that and the third, or I say, like, a lot of times, like, I don't care. It's because I was a person that, growing up younger, I was ahead of my peers in, like, regards to academics. I was, like, when I was young, I was. And I skipped grades. I was reading on the college reading level at like first grade, I think, when I got to like the college reading level. Like, I couldn't read like the little kid books and all that kind of stuff. Like, I was reading like the bigger books, like Harry Potter's and all that kind of stuff. Like, when I was in first grade, I couldn't read like the regular books. After kindergarten, it was pretty much a wrap for me. Like, I had to read like big ass books. And then I started having to go to other classes for reading time. Like, I had to go to the fourth graders for their reading. Shitted on them a little bit with the, what's it called? Like, no diss to none of my elementary classmates. I'm just talking. But kind of like, was like outperforming them, like academic, all that kind of stuff. It's just like, I was just like that. It's just what it is. Am I talking a little shit? Yeah, but I was just like that. And I remember when I got to fifth grade, the second time I did fifth grade, because I skipped fourth grade. No, third grade. I skipped third grade. And I was in fourth grade and third grade. And in fourth grade, I was in fifth grade. And then I didn't go to middle school because mom didn't want me to go. She wanted me to stay with my age group. So I stayed in fifth grade again, which was easy because I already knew everything was going on. So it wasn't nothing to do. And I remember we had an award ceremony. This has always stuck with me. We had an award ceremony when we graduated, And I was the top student. I outperformed everybody. Like, out of everybody. I outperformed everybody. I was the number one student. And I'll never forget that they didn't want to give me student of the year. They didn't want to give me. I know this sounds, people think it's funny. It might be childish, whatever. But they didn't want to give me student of the year or most outstanding reader, most outstanding math student, none of that. They didn't want to give me any of that because they said it wasn't fair to other kids for me to win everything. So they didn't let me win everything. And I was like, that's not fair because I put in all the work. I did all this, but y'all didn't let me get rewarded for it because y'all was talking about, oh, well, that's not fair to the kids because they need to get an award too because you'll take home everything if you're really going by that. And that's not fair. That wasn't fair. And at that point in life, that was a paradox. That was a point in life where I was like, well, what's the point? I don't care. I was like, I don't care no more. Like, I stopped caring about a lot of stuff at that point. I was like, what's the point? I was like, I know I'm doing great. I know this, that, and the third, but I'm not getting the accolades for it that I earned. I'm not getting the accolades that I earned. Not that I should be given, but I earned them. I'm not getting the accolades. So I was like, why should I care? So I went through a phase of life from like middle school to college, which like, I just don't care. And I'm still like that to this day. Like, a lot of things I say, like, I don't care. And a lot of people don't realize that. But it's not because whenever I say I don't care now, and I have something I need to work on, whenever I say I don't care now, it's not because I legit just don't care about what you're talking about. It's just like my mindset on a lot of things, just like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of it all? Like, that's what it be with a lot of things. Like, what's the point? Like, it's cool to talk about, debate, but at the end of the day, we all on a floating rock, and one day we're going to die. And that's it. And, you know, what's the point? Like a lot of things I just don't find. Like, I could talk about things. I could talk about, like, what I'm trying to say. Like, I can talk about, like, current events, anything going on just about that I'm aware of. Or if someone brings it to my attention, then I'll go look it up. Like, okay, let me go look it up real quick. Read about it. But like, hey, okay, I see what you're talking about. We can talk about it. And I'll say I don't care. But like, yeah, I say, yeah, it was cool to talk about. I say, I don't really care, to be honest. Like, I just don't. And I say that with everything. Like, I always say, like, I don't really care that much. It's not that big of a deal. And that's partially because I just still have that in my mind about, like, saying I don't care. And then also it's also a way of a defense coping mechanism kind of thing where it's like, I say I don't care, so I won't get too invested in things because I feel like, what's the point of getting so invested in something if I'm not getting rewarded from it? Or like something like that, like, I'm not getting any gratification from this. Like, what's the point of being invested in it? Like, even the Drake and Kendrick beef, prime example, I did a whole episode on that. And people think like I'm like this super invested Kendrick Lamar fan because of it, but I'm not. It's just something that I just knew about. Like, I had been peeping the disses and everything like that. Like, I was aware of like the timeline of how this all was cultivating, like stuff that people didn't know about, like what people knew about. People that, like, average consumer didn't know about of the music. Like, I just knew about that kind of stuff because I just was just keeping up with it. Like, it's a couple beefs they got in the industry as well. Now, like, they just had a whole, we had a whole East Coast and West Coast, like, it wasn't even a beef, but rap battle. And a lot of people wasn't even talking about it for real. Like, we had Joey Badass versus the entire West Coast. Like, we had that just happen, and a lot of people wasn't speaking on it. I was keeping up the tracks. They was dropping tracks, like, every day. Some two a day. Like, they was on go. They was boom, 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 boom. They was doing the thing. Like, they was just nonstop, just boom, boom, boom. And it was some great music. I feel like Joey won, though. Joey won the 1v20. I will say that, in my opinion. I might do an episode on it sometime, but not now. Because that ain't really like a beef. It's more like a, that's more for sport. It's not really a beef. That was more for the sport, which is what it's supposed to be about. Now, Drake and Kendrick, the motherfuckers hate each other. That was a whole different thing. They legit hate each other. But that was for the sport. And, like, I knew about it and I kept up with it because it just was there. So I was consuming it. You know, like, same way with, like, pop culture things and political news. Like, I'm aware of it. I keep track of it. But it's, like, a lot of stuff I just don't care to discuss because it's, like, what's the point of it all? And I need to stop being like that. I do. But it's just my mindset with a lot of things. Like, what's the point? What's the point? And that's just where I get, like, mentally with it. And I say a lot of times with people, when it comes down to, like, how we try to cope with things or grieve things and do, like, coping and this and that, and we go through ChatGPT instead of going through licensed professionals to actually know a thing or two about what we might be going through or, like, how to properly deal with things or experience things or, you know, do the internal work and all that kind of stuff. We just think, like, oh, well, I need to work on myself. I need to go do, like, I seen on TikTok, they got the shadow journal shit and all whatever and all that. I need to do that. Or people go on social media and say, my therapist once told me, 9 out of 10, they're lying. If a therapist told people how to study, they say on the end that they told, they need to have their license revoked immediately because that is not stuff that a therapist said. I've had 3 of them motherfuckers. I'll tell y'all right now, I done had 3 of them. I'm on my 3rd one right now. None of them have said, no, none of them don't even talk like that. They don't even say things like that. Like, they don't. Like, it's just not, that's not what they say. This is something that someone said on Reddit. Y'all liked it. You repost, you copy, you pasted it, and then boom, there you go. That's what happened with a lot of this. And that's what everything, that's why I hate social media and online. I was saying the other day, I really want to get off of social media so bad. Like, I do not like social media. I cannot stand it. I hate it. But I want to grow the podcast. I want to grow We Just Be Talking. I want to branch it out into the sports podcast. I want to do these things. I want to be able to promote the sports podcast. I want to promote We Just Be Talking, the initial, original brand. I want to promote it. Like, I want to do these things. I want to ask y'all questions to get y'all feedback so I can get topics going and get insight and different opinions and replies. So I want to do all this stuff, but I hate social media so much to where I find myself fighting trying to post it. That's what makes it so hard for me to do the podcast. Like, this is more of a transparent episode, too. Like, I'm talking about something, but it's transparent, too. Like, that's what makes it so hard to do the podcast because I want to put it out consistently, but I also just don't. I get so drained from social media, I don't want to be on it. Like, I just don't. I don't want to read and see all the stuff I see because, like, it's just draining. And that's also why I also play the I don't care trap card. I do that all the time because, like, I have to disassociate myself with this stuff because it's a lot. And I don't want to have myself, my mind consumed or racing with that. Like, I just don't. So I'll be trying to say, like, I don't care. I don't care about it. I don't care about it. It's just, I don't know these people. At the end of the day, I don't know these people. I don't care. It is what it is. That's why I do that. So there's a lot of reasons and methods to why I do things and say things. And I know it's not the healthiest way to do it. I'm working on finding healthier ways to communicate it and express it. But that's just where my head is at with a lot of things. Same way with this T app we got. We got the T app in BR, the Battenverse T app. We got that going on. I'm not getting into it. I have a lot of opinions and thoughts on it. But I'm not getting into that because this is not the platform to use that on right now. I'm not doing it. But I have a lot of thoughts on it. That might be his own separate episode in about a week or so. We gonna see. But yeah, it's just a lot of things with people saying these buzzwords, like I said, like the energies and the boundaries. Everyone's obsessed with zodiac signs now. Mercury's in retrograde every week. Like, it's all these kind of things people are obsessed with and boom, 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 boom. And for astrology, I'm not saying it's smokes and mirrors and it's bullshit. I'm not saying that. There are some truths within it. However, I feel people use it to navigate everything. Like, you make your excuses for having a shitty personality trait as your zodiac sign is a Leo. No diss to Leos. I just thought of one just off the top of my head. You're a Leo. Or I snap and crazy. I go from crazy to sweet as a pie because I'm a Gemini. That's my Gemini twin. We know sometimes they come out like, stop it. You're just not. Sometimes some of y'all are just not good people. I'm going to be the one to say it. I don't care who gets mad about it. Some of y'all are just not good people. This is what it is. Some of y'all are not good people. Some of y'all are assholes. Some of y'all are people pleasers. This is what it is. Stop using your zodiac sign to hide your flaws as a human, your character flaws. Like, that's not, you're just trying to justify why you do things you do or how you feel. You're trying to come up with a justifiable reason in a lot of cases. And that's not what that stuff is for. That's not what astrology is supposed to be used for. But I think it lost the plot a little while ago. But again, that's another episode for another day that we'll get into. But it just comes down to where, like, people don't understand. Well, not understand, don't understand. I'm not going to say that. People just have this weird, I don't want to say that either. People just have this sense of entitlement that friends that they have don't share enough of the same qualities with them, because that's something I've been suffering with. Because I was telling my therapist myself, I was saying how, like, people that are some of my friends, I feel like I'm at a point where, like, I'm growing apart from some of them because I don't expect anyone that's my friend to think 100% like me or to behave 100% like me. Like, you're your own person, I'm me. I'm me, you're you. It is what it is. It is my choice as a human being to decide to either accept it and allow it and be like, you know what, we're different. We're very different. However, I appreciate, you know, you good people. We just have differences of opinions with things. We have some similar interests, but we have some differences too, and I'm okay with that. I feel like that's normal for all friendships. Like, I feel like that's a healthy friendship to have someone that's not identical to you. The only person I could say that's one of my friends that's, like, closest to me is, like, we're, like, similar in a lot of ways. I'm a little more goofy and a little more vocal with things. Would be my best friend that got married over the past year. I would say that, like, that's probably, like, the one person I feel like we have a lot of the similar interests and everything like that. Like, I could talk to him about stuff that I'm interested in all the time. And that's one of the friends that I talk to the least, which is so crazy. Like, Jock is one of the friends that I was talking to the least, but whenever we meet up or we get into a conversation, it's just like we pick right back up. And that's one thing I love about our friendship, because, like I said, that's my best friend. We've been friends for, how old am I? 30? We're both 30. 25, I'm going to say 25 years of friendships, but it's been more like 26, I want to say. But it's been a long time. We've been friends for over 20 years. Like, that's one friendship that I cherish, like, to death. And not because it's longevity, it's because, like, it's I find it to be rare that you meet someone that you have enough interest and similar traits with where y'all can continue being friends through all stages of your life. Like, no one stays the same their entire time on earth. Like, everyone changes in some way, shape, or form. And the fact that we experience each other, like, changes in life and growing it from childhood to teenage years to adulthood, like, the fact that we've experienced all of that with each other in a way, and we still remain friends and, like, still kept the same camaraderie and all that kind of stuff, it's just, that's a blessing. I'm very grateful for that. And we got differences too. We have differences. Like, how I view some things, he doesn't view the same, and we never really had a fight. Like, when I say, like, that's one friendship was so interesting to me, because, like, we've never had a fight. Like, we've never had, like, a falling out. We never had an argument. We've disagreed on some things, especially, like, when we made music together. We disagreed on some things, like how we wanted stuff to sound or whatever, but we always came to a common ground. It was never like a, well, you're wrong, I'm right. It was never like that. It was more like a, well, what if we try this? let's try it then. We do it. And it's like, I don't like how that sound. I don't like how that sound, Trent. Let's do it this way. Let's try this. Like, do it this way instead. And we just feed off each other. And I feel like that's how friendship should be. Like, it should be like, we ain't got to agree on everything, but we should love and respect one another enough to where we can bounce up ideas off each other and we can compromise and work things out. You know, like, I feel like that's a healthy friendship. But I feel like a lot of people don't know what being a friend is. I feel like they feel like, a lot of people have a problem too with reciprocation, saying like, I feel like if I do this, it should be returned to me. And I feel like when you do things expecting something in return, that's when you start having problems. Like, if you do anything, do it out the kindness of your heart. Unless it's like you owe, let's like something like I'm gonna do this, but I need you to, you know, return the favor with this. I need you to help me out with this and this and that. You know, like things like that. Or if it becomes a thing where it's too one side on the scale, like I'm doing all this and you're doing nothing, and that's a problem too. That's when you need to have a conversation. But I feel like you get different things from different people at the end of the day. Like, there's no one in the world that's perfect. There's no one that has everything all figured out all together. You just get different things that you need as a person from different people. Like, I have some friends I talk about anime with. B. Me and B can talk about anime and video games all day. We can. We can talk about video games and anime and just like random stuff. Like, all, like, we can talk all day. Me and Casino T, who, you know, he was on the podcast during the sports time for football. I'm trying to get him back for football season. I'm trying to bring him back. I had to treat him like Shannon Sharp when he sees them. But me and him, we talk about random historical facts. Like, that's something we do. Like, he loves history. And I don't love history, but I like it. So I'll be knowing some things. So we'll talk about it. And like, one day we was at work and we was talking about presidents. We started listing presidents and like, kind of like in order. We was doing like wild stuff like that. Or we was listing like colonies and states. Or we was going over like what the Louisiana Purchase, like what states became from the Louisiana Purchase. Like, we know, we just random stuff like that. Like, we just talk about random things. And football, like stuff like that, and music. We always talk about music. Music is something that we always talk about. My homie Kane, I just met Kane 3 years ago. And we talk about sports. Sports is our thing. We talk about sports a lot. And even life. Like, Kane is great to talk about life with. Like, I enjoy talking to Kane about life. Now, that's one of my homies that I love talking with, because, like, I can talk about stuff and he ain't about to really judge. He going to give input, but like, nah, I see where you're coming from. Like, he really, I just listen. And we just talk about stuff. Like, it's easy. We talk about some music stuff too. We talk about sports, music, all that kind of stuff. It's just cool. Like, it's cool. Like, you know, it's just like, you get different things with different people. And I think people need to understand that like-mindedness is cool. But it should. I feel like if it's 100% identical, then it's like you're not getting different perspectives. Like, I feel like when people gravitate towards just wanting to be one people that think like carbon copy like them, like, I know some people that do that. I feel like you're losing perspective, and I think perspective is important in life. I think perspective is very important because everyone had different upbringings, everyone had different ways of viewing things. People had different experiences. Like, that helps you see things from different angles, you know? Like, you could have grown up like this. Like, for instance, never forget, I had a girlfriend. I never forget, and I will never, ever forget this. I had a girlfriend, and she was cooking red beans. Whew, that was the time. She was cooking red beans. And my mom, red beans, she makes hers somewhere because she soaked the beans and all that kind of stuff. And she gets the sausage and all that kind of stuff, the pigtails. And it just, the beans, the seasoning, it's good and all that. She cooked hers different, as in she had, like, to me it was different because I never had red beans like that because, you know, my mom cooking is what I grew up with, so that's what I knew. Plus, she had, like, all different kind of season blends and seasonings. She used beans out of can, the Blue Runners. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I was like, oh, what's that? I said, what kind of beans chicken them is? And she's like, them beans about to make red beans. And I was like, I'm not cooking like that. We get them in a bag, like a bag of it, right? And all that. And she was like, no, it come in a can. And I was like, no. And I had them, and they was disgusting, but I had them, and I was like, yeah, this is different. I said, I didn't know people cook beans like this, like red beans like that. I thought red beans had to get soaked and all that kind of stuff, and boom. And yeah, it was different. So I was like, at that point, I saw a different way of cooking beans. So I asked, like, hey, they got red beans in a can? And then my mom explained to me what it was, and I said, oh, okay. And she was saying she personally didn't think they was that good. And I said, I agree. They was disgusting when I had them. And I just realized then, like, wow, it's more than one way. I know this is a crazy example, but I was like, wow, it's more than one way to cook red beans. And then I found people cook, like, everything. Everybody got their own way of cooking things. Like, do things different. I was like, wow, okay. So I started getting intrigued by it. So I started learning different ways to prepare stuff. That's why I like cooking now, because, like, I just know all different ways people prepare dishes and whatnot and everything. Like, even steaks. Like, I mean, my made steaks for one of my friends because she wanted to do steaks for her. And her roommate, because her roommate was birthday, and she wanted me to cook. She was like, you know how to cook, so I need you to cook so you can help me out with this and that. Because it's her birthday. And I said, all right, cool. And I normally do my steaks in the oven. Like, when I'm making steaks, I marinate them overnight, and I bake them in the oven, and I bake the potatoes in the oven, too. She wanted me to make it on, like, the stovetop. And I was like, I've never made steaks like this before. I never made steaks like that before, like, ever. And that was different for me, too, because I always made steaks in the oven. So that was always my thing. So, like, I learned from that. I was like, oh, well, it's more than one way to make a steak. This is all younger me. And I was like, okay, it was more than one way to make a steak. So I was like, all right, cool. So, like, just seeing how people do things differently, you just learn things, because everyone does stuff differently. Even washing dishes, washing clothes, folding clothes, because people always say I fold clothes immaculately. They are amazing, which is the funniest thing ever to me. They say I fold clothes great, because it's, like, so neat and organized and this and that. But that's from my mom. My mom folds clothes like that. Like, all of us get told that. Like, my mom, my sisters, we always get told it, because, like, y'all fold clothes, it's so neat. Like, if we fold towels so perfectly. And I was like, that's crazy. I didn't know that was the perfect way to fold towels, but, you know, it's what it is. But, you know, it comes down to perspective. Like, perspective helps you in life, because you can learn better ways, more efficient ways, or in case you're in a bind, just an alternative method on how to get things done. So, same way with me. Like, I have a lot of clothes. So I have the smallest room in this house. I have the smallest room in this house, so I have a lot of clothes. So I found different ways to fold clothes and what I was doing to save space. And I got them all where they need to be at, tucked away. And I was like, oh, well, this actually works. So it's just ways, different ways of doing things, different cultures and all kind of stuff. Just learn how to do stuff. It just helps you out. So I embrace having friends from all different backgrounds and everything. Like, I enjoy it. So I say all that to say that at the end of the day, when it comes down to what you feel is, how can I put it? What you feel makes you misunderstood or makes you different, embrace it. Because you never know. Like, you never know how understood you really are until you put yourself out there and just talk with people. They may not agree with everything you say, but they can still understand where you come from, but they can disagree. So it's like, you can do things this way, or you can believe things this way, but they don't necessarily have to agree with you fully. And it doesn't have to be an argument. It can just be a discussion. Like, you don't have to argue and fight because y'all have different opinions. Learn from one another. Like, talk to one another and learn, and you can see things. That's what comes down to the basis of where this came from, which is, like, people view, like, a male and a female living together, or spouses living together. They always say, like, the man should pay all the bills and the woman should pay nothing, or they should go 50-50. At the end of the day, you do what works for you and your situation is how you view things. Just because social media say you should do it this way doesn't mean you have to. You do what's in the best interest of you and your relationship and your situation. And that's how you live a happy, fulfilling life. At the end of the day, like, do what's best for you and what works for you. Don't worry about what other people have to say, what other people have to view on it. Your situation and what y'all have agreed upon and boundaries y'all set, that's y'all's to establish and stand by and respect. That's on you and that partner or whoever you're with. That's on y'all to do. So even when I'm asked a question about the men paying the bills and all that, if y'all discuss, like, look, I don't want you working, so you're going to be at home and I'm going to pay everything. You're good. I need you to be at home. Wants you to just, you know, relax, chill. I'm going to take care of it all. If that's what y'all want to do, then do it. However, if things have to change, such as, you know, job hours get cut, things of that nature, then you should be able to come back to the table and say, look, This was the initial agreement. This is what we had planned. However, things have changed. So we gotta rewrite and rework how and rebuild how this situation looks. Like, this season of our lives right now, I need you. Like, we're gonna both have to work a little bit more. I might have, you're gonna get a part-time job. I'm gonna do something to make up the slack. I'll get a second job or whatever you gotta do. Like, you find out what you gotta do, make your situation work. Cause at the end of the day, you and this person are in partnership and in unison, so y'all need to do what's best for y'all. Don't worry about social media, say. Screw them. They half of them bias anyway. They don't live like that for real. That's all for clicks and engagement to get a bag. That's it. That's why all these YouTube couples nowadays, they all broke up. Because it was just for a bag. Once they got enough bread secured, they said, all right, we can stop faking it. Let's go ahead and make that video saying we decided to break up. And boom, they do it. Like, it's just life. So, I'm going to end this episode right here with that note. At the end of the day, do you and do what's best for you. And live your life unapologetically being you. Unless you, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to stop. But either way, y'all have a good Friday. I hope y'all enjoy y'all's weekends. And I will see you all next week. I'm enjoying doing podcasting again, so I'll be back more consistent. I'm actually having fun with it. So, peace out.